where you turn for breaking news and information. Mount Sterling and Winchester's home for classic hit country, WKYN. NBC News Time is 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today about Donald Trump's claim he's immune from prosecution for anything done while he was president. The former president maintains that not having total immunity would lead to an endless cycle of politically motivated prosecutions. Trump is back in a New York City courtroom this morning as his criminal hush money trial resumes. Michael Kastner has more.
Jurors will again hear testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Trump faces felony charges of falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet about an alleged affair.
Stocks are tanking after new economic data shows a sharp slowdown in growth. Gross domestic product rose by 1.6% in the first quarter, against expectations of 2.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down more than 650 points at times in today's session. The Nasdaq's been down over 200 points at times as well. New York's top court is overturning Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. Natalie Migliori has details.
What's considered a pivotal case in the Me Too era was overturned by the New York Court of Appeals in a 4-3 decision. The court says the judge who oversaw Weinstein's trial made a mistake by allowing several women to testify about allegations of sexual abuse that were not connected to the charges brought against him. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says it will do everything in its power to retry the case. Weinstein was also sentenced last year in California to 16 years in prison after he was convicted of rape, and that conviction still stands. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says pro-Palestinian protesters in Austin are anti-Semitic and belong in jail. The Republican also said students who join protests at any public college or university in Texas should be expelled. It comes after hundreds of students walked out of classes Wednesday at the University of Texas and began a sit-in protest to support civilians in Gaza who are being bombed by Israel. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
This is WKYN Headline News.
Good Thursday afternoon. It's time now for a look at news. Dan Manley reporting. 16-year-old's been injured late Wednesday night after a shooting that happened on Valley Farm Drive in Lexington. Police say they arrived on the scene and found a male juvenile victim taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. There is no suspect. They're still determining what led to that shooting. An ongoing investigation, and anyone with information is being asked to contact the Lexington police. An unusual situation in Garrett County. Crews there responding to a two-story partial structure collapse at a residence near Richmond Road. According to officials, they got a call about the collapse and reports of two people still inside about 3:45 this morning. They arrived on the scene, said both people were able to safely exit the structure with no injuries. Several agencies responding for aid and trying to secure that scene. It's quite a scene with, again, a structure collapse from a second floor down to a first floor at that residence in Garrett County. A man has died in a Pike County UTV crash. It happened early Sunday morning, and police now reporting the state police investigating that. It was about 5:30 a.m. on Upper Johns Creek Road. They say the initial investigation indicated a UTV left the roadway, went over an embankment, and hit a tree. 34-year-old Michael Harden pronounced dead at the scene. 38-year-old Kyle Harden taken to a local hospital. That is an ongoing investigation into that accident. One person seriously injured after a crash that took place Wednesday night in Jessamine County. The sheriff there, Kevin Grimes, say it happened about 7 p.m. near Union Mill Road and Logana Pike. Sheriff said it was a single car accident. It took nearly an hour to get the person from the car. That person taken to the hospital with reported critical injuries. Grimes says they hope to get more results and more information on that accident soon. One Central Kentucky man's fight against lung cancer took an unexpected turn after he received a devastating diagnosis. However, with hope and determination, he sought out an experimental treatment. In August of 2022, doctors at UK gave Keith Zaffron devastating news, said it was the end of the line, there was really nothing they could do for him. Zaffron said that he and his wife has always said, we have to hold on, you never know what could be next. There's always something around the corner. In April of 2018, Zaffron was diagnosed with lung cancer, went through a series of chemo, had the tumor removed, nothing seemed to work. Zaffron hospitalized in March of 2023 with pneumonia. Things went downhill fast, time running out. He was on the lung transplant list for 59 days until one last-ditch effort. He'd heard about a bizarre experimental treatment at Northwestern. Without hesitation, it was time to pack up, sell their house in Lexington, and move north. Northwestern Memorial Hospital executed the first double lung transplant in June of 2020, right at the beginning of COVID-19 pandemic. In August of 2023, Zaffron's turn came up. He was the sixth patient in the U.S. to go through the procedure. There was a hiccup. They took one set of lungs that were not usable because the donor had lots of blood clots that developed inside the lungs. Doctors say they were able to bust the blood clots and clear a new set of lungs, something that had never been done before in the United States. It was like Zaffron was getting a used car that needed some work. Months after the seven-hour-long surgery, he's doing just fine. Zaffron said, hope is real. Yeah, faith, hope, and love. We'll have more news coming up right after this.
There's always a large selection of late model cars, trucks, and SUVs, and so much more at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. Come see Brian, Everett, or Jesse today and save money on your next vehicle. There's buy here, pay here options, and financing is available. Like they say, they tote the note and everybody rides at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. 601 Winchester Road across from CVS, just off the Mount Sterling Bypass. Open daily at 9 a.m. and closed on Sunday. Doug Dawson Motor Sales, 859-498-1300.
Let Carrier and Comfort Air provide the ultimate in home comfort. The new Carrier Infinity system delivers premium heating and cooling performance, occupancy-based temperature control and zoning capabilities, innovative filtration for healthy air, and over-the-air software updates that help optimize performance. Comfort Air Heating and Cooling in Mount Sterling. Call 859-203-4899 or comfortairky.com.
The Red Tag Sales Event is going on now at Smith's Furniture in downtown Mount Sterling. You'll save throughout the store on great name brands. Sofas starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $699. Lazy Boys, $349. Fuller Queen Serta Perfect Sleepers, $399. These and many more markdowns are going on now at Smith's Furniture, downtown Mount Sterling. Online at smithsfurniturestore.com.
A.W. Graham Lumber.
When you need hardware, man, see A.W. Graham, man. We've got what you need, man. If you can't find it, we can. You'll find it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man. We got lumber, fence posts, cabinets, vinyl siding, windows, doors, hardwood floors, generators, fence boards, guardrails, roofing, all the lumber you need to do things. We got it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man.
Building a new facility? Is your growing business outgrowing your current storage situation? Graham Lumber in Flemingsburg offers delivery of new and used 20, 40, and 45-foot steel cargo containers. They're wind and watertight with locking doors for safety. Buy, rent, or rent-to-own from Graham Lumber. Stop by and pick out your container today. Graham Lumber, located at the junction of Highway 57 and Maddox Pike in Flemingsburg, and always on the web at grahamlumber.com.
A.W. Graham, man.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
In sports news, Mark Fox, who has 18 years of collegiate head coaching experience, has joined the Kentucky men's basketball staff as an associate coach. That announcement coming yesterday from UK head coach Mark Pope. Fox most recently served as the director of student athlete relations and NIL partnerships at Georgetown University. Prior to that, he had head coaching stints at Nevada, Georgia, and California. Fox and Pope reunited in Lexington after Fox hired Pope for his first collegiate basketball position. Pope served as the director of basketball operations at Georgia back in 2009 and 10. Coincidentally, Fox's first season with the Bulldogs. He had a career record of 324 and 263, directing teams to four regular season conference titles, five NCAA tournament appearances, and 10 total postseason appearances during his collegiate coaching career. The Morehead State softball team will be at home this weekend. They'll play a doubleheader on Saturday at noon and 2:30 and a noon game on Sunday. The opponent will be Eastern Illinois, taking on the Lady Eagles. The UK men's baseball team, ranked in the top five nationally, head off to Columbia, South Carolina tomorrow for a weekend series at South Carolina. The Gamecocks are currently ranked number 19 in the nation. Teams will play at 7 o'clock on Friday, then Saturday at 6 o'clock and Sunday at 3 o'clock. Kentucky will be back home the following weekend during Derby weekend when they host the Arkansas Razorbacks. Meanwhile, the UK softball team will be at home trying to gain some momentum here late in the season. South Carolina coming into Lexington this weekend for softball action. The teams play at 6:30 on Friday evening, 2 o'clock Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday. UK women's softball team currently 29-16 overall, 7-11 in Southeastern Conference play. Major League Baseball action, the Reds and the Phillies playing an afternoon game today. That contest can be heard on 96.3 FM, the first pitch at 1:10 today at Great American Ballpark. Reds won again last night over the Phillies, 7-4. Some of the other Major League action yesterday, Cardinals over the Diamondbacks, 5-1. Mets beat the Giants, 8-2. Brewers top the Pirates, 3-2. Red Sox shut out the Guardians, 8-0. Was the Rays 7, the Tigers 5. Dodgers blitz the Nationals, 11-2. Yankees 7, the Athletics 3. Braves edge the Marlins, 4-3. Twins doubled up the White Sox, 6-3. It was the Cubs 4, the Astros 3. The Royals over the Blue Jays, 3-2. Rangers 5, Mariners 1. And the Padres took down the Rockies by a score of 5-2. NBA action yesterday, Thunder over the Pelicans, 124-92. The Thunder now lead that series 2-0. Coming up on the schedule for today, it'll be the Knicks and the Sixers playing in Philadelphia. The Knicks lead that series 2-0. And the Cavaliers and the Magic playing down in Orlando, Cleveland with a 2-0 lead in that series. High school baseball action from yesterday. Clark County over Lexington Catholic 5-1 in a game you heard on 990 AM. Bishop Brosser defeated Newport 15-0. Menifee County 11 and Cordia 1 in 5 innings. In softball action yesterday, Bracken County over Clark County 6-1. Estill County rolled over Lee County 15-4. Montgomery County 19 and Bourbon County 1 in 4 innings yesterday. Pendleton County defeated Robertson County by a score of 15-0. On the high school softball schedule today, Montgomery County and Clark County play in Winchester. Hear the game on 1150 and 106.9 FM this evening. The first pitch is scheduled for 6 o'clock. Also, Bourbon County playing at East Jesmyn, St. Henry's at Campbell County today. Menifee County will visit Fleming County, and Harrison County travels to Highlands. Just some of the softball action on the way. Looking at the weather, sunny and 62 for your high today, partly cloudy and 45 overnight. For tomorrow, we get a 20% chance of showers, a high of 72. On Saturday, partly sunny and 78. And by Sunday, sunshine and a high of 81. That's a look at sports and weather. We'll have more after this.
With very few moving parts, low maintenance, and a heavy built frame, the Tar River drum mower is a great economic alternative to the disc and sickle bar mowers while still giving a good cut. The BDR series drum mower offers reliable mowing in all conditions, easily cutting through tall and thick grasses. Available in two popular sizes, Tar River Implements has a perfect fit for your small hay operation. More details are available at Young Farm Machinery, 7341 Moorhead Road in Flemingsburg, and at yfmonline.com.
Bluegrass Stockyards East, Route 60, Mount Sterling, has cattle sales every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and every fourth Friday. Also, they have special sales like herd dispersal and equipment sales. Whether you are a large or small stock owner, Jeff Kofer and Bluegrass Stockyards East will serve you the best. Give Jeff a call at 859-229-7587. That's Bluegrass Stockyards East in Mount Sterling. Your best bet for cattle selling or buying.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
The best steaks in Winchester. That's exactly what you'll get at DJ's Steakhouse. All steaks are cooked to order on the DJ's Grill. And their burgers and sandwiches are outstanding, too. Then there's their fresh salads and appetizers. Check the DJ's website for their full menu and like them on Facebook to get daily home-cooked lunch specials and their entertainment schedule. Leslie and Shane Thomas invite you to DJ's Steakhouse on the Winchester Bypass. Your home away from home.
My great-great-grandfather opened the first Hinton store in 1918, and our family opened our first feed mill in the mid-1950s. We now have 6 locations and a wide range of products, including feed, seed, fertilizer, crop protection, animal health products, fencing materials, and pet food. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. I'm Addie Hinton. Stop in and see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Come to downtown Winchester on Saturday and help welcome in spring with Downtown in Bloom. Over 25 organizations have painted and filled planters to help beautify downtown Winchester. While you're out shopping, make sure to vote for your favorite display. On the day of the event, they'll post the link to vote for your favorite planner. The winning adult and youth organization will receive a donation. Again, that'll be on Saturday during business hours. Downtown in Bloom, shop and stroll in downtown Winchester. There's going to be a tree walk coming up on Tuesday, April 30th at 5:15 p.m. at Legacy Grove. They invite you to come out. Take a leisurely stroll through the trees at Legacy Grove Park with many of your friends and neighbors. That's coming up again Tuesday, 5:15 p.m. at Legacy Grove Park. The Bandapalooza concert at Robert D. Campbell Junior High School is coming up on Saturday, May the 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. It's a free event. They'll have food trucks, inflatables, a car show, a DJ, and much more. That's the Bandapalooza concert coming up May the 4th at the Robert D. Campbell Junior High School, 620 Boone Avenue in Winchester. That's your look at news for this Thursday. It's the 25th day of April. I'm Dan Manley reporting.
A sweet deal on a new or late model vehicle? Come and see me, Jen DeHart, at Dutchess Chevrolet and Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word, get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Looking for fast, easy, and secure electronic banking? Community Trust Bank has a wide variety of banking services to meet your needs, including internet banking, bill pay, and mobile banking. We now have even more great services like Apple Pay and Google Pay. Make payments directly from your smartphone. And Zelle, a fast, easy, secure way to send and receive money from your smartphone. Visit us on the internet at ctbi.com or stop by and see us at one of our 79 branch offices.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
WKYM. Harness your way.
wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group. Protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group. 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Baby, you don't say nothing when you're feeling.
getting that bull. Don't you know heartaches are heroes when their pockets are full?